It's often difficult to eat healthy all the time, but the health benefits of choosing whole natural foods over heavily processed fast food or convenience products far outweighs the negatives. So where do you begin? I'm Wendy Corr with your daily wellness tip. I got a message on Facebook this morning asking how you can detox from sugar or begin eating clean when you hate veggies. That's a legitimate question when you consider that most of us have been brought up eating heavily processed foods that have really ruined our taste buds to more natural flavors. Personally, the best technique that I've used to make sure that I'm eating healthy meals regularly is to simply replace unhealthy ingredients with something healthier. And I don't mean just replacing it in your recipes. I mean replacing it in your home. Don't keep anything unhealthy in your house that you might be tempted to fall back on when you're in a rush or fighting off cravings. If unhealthy foods aren't around, you don't eat them. It's really that simple. But first, let's clarify, what does processed food really mean? Well, in short, it's usually foods that have added sugar or high fructose corn syrup, products that have the highly addictive combination of sugar, salt, and fat, foods that have artificial ingredients listed on the label, or products that are made with trans fats or processed vegetable oils. In a nutshell, if it was made in a plant, it's processed. If it was grown on a plant, or if it ate plants, it's a whole food. Our bodies were designed to digest and use this type of whole food. Processed foods that are full of toxins will impair our body's ability to function properly. Overconsumption of processed food causes fatigue, brain fog, cravings, and contributes to chronic disease. So, what are some ways you can incorporate healthy foods into your daily routine? There are actually lots of ways to disguise veggies. Smoothies are great. Just toss some spinach into a yummy fruit smoothie. You don't taste it at all. Also, replace spaghetti or pizza sauces, which have lots of added sugar, with plain tomato sauce and a few basic spices like Italian seasoning, garlic and onion powder, and a little sea salt. Instead of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, dip apple slices into unsweetened almond butter or no sugar added peanut butter. You still get that sweet and nutty treat, but you don't have the added sugar. Instead of sweetened cereal, choose oatmeal with honey or pure maple syrup. Add chopped walnuts, cinnamon, and raisins for an extra tasty treat. And try adding chunks of celery and cut grapes to a tuna salad using avocado instead of mayo. By making these simple swaps, you're improving your nutrition without losing the flavors that you crave. Thanks for tuning into Wellness with Wendy. I'm a certified holistic nutritionist, a mom, an entertainer, and a radio personality, so finding balance is the key to my life. I love sharing tips and tricks to help you live your best life. So for more health and wellness news and advice, follow my blog on mybighornbasin.com. See you again next time for Wellness with Wendy.